February 10th, we have Fred of Crescent, Sherry of Elwood City, from a husband, Dom, and the whole family, David of San Francisco, from Katie, Clay, Bethany, and Jeffrey, Bob from wife, Joanne, Scott from Ellen, Laura, and Andy. Turning to February 11th, we have Sarah from sister Kelsey of Jeanette, Francie of Canonsburg from Mama, Dad, and Ava, John from Annie, Quay of Cranberry Township from Dad, John, Mom, Carol, and sister Ray. We have Catherine of O'Hara. Also on the 11th, Tom of Glassport from Karen, Tanya, and Jackie. Garrett of McMurray from Mark, Gretchen, and Brendan. Emily from Mom and Dad and Gussie. Mammy of Georgia, Fortson to be exact, from Chris, Steve, and Lauren. On the 12th, happy birthday to Stephen from Martha and David of Friendship. Shirley of Crescent from son Fred and husband Fred. Cooper from Mom Kelsey, Dad, and Mason. Fat Man D from your friends at SLB. Her birthday is the 12th, and she'll be here with us next week. Happy birthday also to Mia of Monroeville from Ellie, and Jessica of Upper St. Clair from Tim, as well as Hunter and Tanner. And here is a brand new birthday. Friday the 13th, happy birthday to Erica in Lylesville, North Carolina. Somebody really loves you and wanted us to wish you happy birthday. And sharing your birthday is Derek of Mars, Georgine, Ken, Connor, and Kaylee May wish you a happy birthday.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 a.m. every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us the information and we'll mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org.
Include the birthday persons, address, and we will make sure they receive an official Saturday Light Brigade birthday card hand-delivered by a uniformed agent. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio with links to our own player as well as those of TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, and Radio Garden, plus our unique toll-free number at 631-3. It's not toll-free. I keep saying that. Long-distance rates do apply. 631-359-8728. If you have unlimited long distance and a poor internet service, this is a great way to listen through your phone. 631-359-8728. Mike suggested this is another SLB greatest hit.
Louis the 16th was the king of France in 1789. He was worse than Louis the 15th. He was worse than Louis the 14th. He was worse than Louis XIII. He was the worst since Louis I. King Louis was living like a king, but the people were living rotten. So the people, they started an uprising, which they called the French Revolution. And of course, you remember their battle cry, which will never be forgotten. You went the wrong way, old King Louis. You made the population cry, 'cause all you did was sit and pet with Marie Antoinette in your place at Versailles. And now the country's gone kablooey, so we are giving you the air that ought to teach you not to spend all your time fooling round at the Folies Bergères. If you had been a nicer king, we wouldn't do a thing, but you were bad, you must admit. We're gonna take you and the queen down to the guillotine and shorten you a little bit. You came the wrong way, old King Louis, and now you ain't got far to go. Too bad you won't be here to see that great big Eiffel Tower or Brigitte Bardot. To you, King Louis, we say fooey. You disappointed all of France, but then what else could we expect from a king in silk stockings and pink satin pants? You filled your stomach with chop suey and also crepe Suzette's and steak. And when they told your wife Marie that nobody had bread, she said, let them eat cake. We're gonna take you and the queen down to the guillotine. It's somewhere in the heart of town. And when that fella there is through with what he's gonna do, you'll have a place to wear your crown. You came the wrong way, old King Louis. Now we must put you on the shelf. That's why the people are revolting, 'cause Louis, you're pretty revolting yourself.
Alan Sherman at the Saturday Light Brigade. And you went the wrong way, old King Louis. What a busy morning it's been. Thank you for playing along with us. Guess who is coming up momentarily? I hope you're finding today to be a good day, wherever you are and whatever you're facing. If you're new to SLB, we are here live. We're here for you on public radio. It's also easy to find us online. Maybe that's what you did to find us this morning. Thank you for doing so. And our goal is to engage, to bring people together in ways that radio is uniquely qualified to do. This is a place where you can share of yourself, things you know, things you've experienced, and a great way to do it is through the puzzles we offer. Guess who? Coming right up.
A-Plus Schools joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The mission of A-Plus Schools is to eliminate chronic absence in Pittsburgh city schools so that every kid can show up ready to learn in every school, every day. A-Plus Schools 2025 Report to the Community provides a thorough and objective look at Pittsburgh's public and charter schools, offering families, community organizations, policymakers, and concerned citizens critical data about student achievement, student growth, school climate, teaching, and more. A copy of this report and more information about A-Plus Schools is available at ourschoolspittsburgh.org.
Be the first to learn about upcoming on-air guests and features by subscribing to Brigadier Briefings.
Each newsletter includes an original puzzle, links to past programs, and details about youth and adults appearing on the next edition of the Saturday Light Brigade. Get closer to SLB by subscribing to our newsletter at slbradio.org/subscribe.
Now it's time to play Guess Who. We are about to give you a pair of initials, and it's up to you to guess who they belong to. We have one particular person in mind. It could be a man, a woman, somebody fictitious, somebody real. It could be somebody from the world of sports, entertainment, history, literature, theater. Who knows what we do? And it's going to be up to you to take a guess and to see if you can figure out who we have in mind. You can guess as many times as you would like, and we'll keep you posted as to the incorrect guesses that come in to help you narrow it down. Are you ready for this morning's Guess Who initials? They are B R. B R. That's B as in Butler, R as in Rankin. Those are just a couple places not too far from here to help make sure that you heard the letters correctly. BR. Again, you can guess as many times as you would like, and you can guess starting right now at 412-200-5975. Good luck to you as we play Guess Who. Again, you can guess at 412-200-5975. This morning's Guess Who initials. And James in Freiburg gets us started with Basil Rathbone, Babe Ruth, Barney Rubble, Betty Rubble. I'll add Bam Bam Rubble, Bob Ross, Bertrand Russell, and Bobby Rydell. None of those is correct. A lot of great guesses. Nick in New York City, along with Susan in New York City. We missed you last week. Welcome back. Betsy Ross, Bob Ross, Barbara Russell, Burt Reynolds, Bill Russell, Bill Robinson. The correct answer is in there. Also, Basil Rathbone, Ben Roethlisberger, Benjamin Rush, Barney Rubble, Betty Rubble, and Bam Bam Rubble, Bobby Riggs, Bertrand Russell, Buck Rogers, and Baird Rustin. Who is Baird Rustin? He's a political activist born in 1912. A civil rights leader. Principal organizer of the March on Washington for Jobs and Freedom in 1963. BR, the Guess Who initials. Tom in McCandless has a lot, including Betty Rubble, Baird Rustin, Bruce Rogers, a designer of typefaces. I wonder what typefaces he came up with. I'm looking. Montane, Centaur, and then a monotype version of Centaur, among his typefaces. I wonder if the inventor of Comic Sans allows attribution. Bill Russell, Bobby Rahal, Brooks Robinson, Brian Reynolds, Benjamin Rush, Bill Robinson, Ben Roethlisberger, Branch Rickey, Brett Ratner, Bill Robinson, Burt Reynolds, and I think I've named all the new ones on Tom's list. Oh, let me double check. I don't think Tom... No correct answer. So far, only one correct answer. Trish in Cook Forest has a guess of Betty Rubble. Ralph and Donna, thank you for your kind email about the music we've played over the years. Bill Russell, I guess by Susan, not Bill Russell. Mike and Mars has Basil Rathbone, Betty Rubble, and Ben Roethlisberger. So only one correct answer so far. B.R., the initials that we're playing with. And in Alabama, Mike and Jaylene are listening, and Baskin-Robbins and Burt Reynolds are their guesses. I'm somebody that doesn't mind eating ice cream in the winter. Or anytime, for that matter. Jim in Blackridge has Barney or Betty Rubble. Trish has Burt Reynolds. Rich in Freeport, Branch Rickey, Babe Ruth, and Brooks Robinson. Aline in Maine has Betty Rubble. Not bad. She was played by Bea Benaderet, I think. Richard on the north side, your very first guess is correct. Burt Reynolds, Betsy Ross, Bob Ross, Bertrand Russell, Benjamin Rush, Buck Rogers. You know, talking about the Flintstones, Alan Reed Jr., I believe, was the voice of Fred. He did a lot of work on old radio programs, old-time radio programs, and it is very hard not to hear Fred Flintstone when you hear his voice on those programs. Jordan in Ingomar has Benny the Jet Rodriguez. Benjamin Franklin, Benny the Jet Rodriguez, the star player in The Sandlot, the 1993 film. Jim in Crafton Heights has Brooks Robinson. Tommy in North Chesterfield has Bertrand Russell, Babe Ruth, Bobby Rydell, Bill Russell, Burt Reynolds, Betsy Ross. The correct answer, Basil Rathbone, and the first guesses of Buddy Rich, Brian Reagan, and Boots Randolph, the Yakety Sax guy. Karen in Kaiser has Babe Ruth, And the correct answer from Doug and Heidi in Black Ash. They have Buddy Rich, and then they have the correct answer, too. John in Economy has Buddy Rich, Brad Roberts, Brian Reagan, and the correct answer. And Jesse and Amy have Bob Ross. They are in Point Breeze. Nice calming idea to have Bob Ross. Here comes Bruce with a name I don't know. Barry Rorson. Basketball coach. And Dan is in Grove City, Pennsylvania. Good morning, Danny, as a guest of Babe Ruth, not Babe Ruth. John at Economy says, ice cream has calories. Calories warm you up. Therefore, ice cream is perfect for winter. I couldn't agree more. Patrick of Stanton Heights has a bunch of guesses. Which I'm about to share with you. By the way, you can guess at 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. I hope you'll do so. We'd love to hear from you. You can text us or call us 412-200-5975. Let's see. Patrick has Bertrand, Russell, Babe Ruth, Betsy Ross, Basil Rathbone, Brian Reagan, Bernardino Rivadavia, Blanche Ravelick, and a few more coming in. Basil Radford, Basil Rajapaksa, Baldur Ragnarsson, Bruno Ratzolio, Bill Rogers. He adds some of these obscure ones that I don't know. Bronislavis Rudis, and a couple others. I don't see the correct answer in there, though. Jim in Crafton Heights has actor Brandon Ruth, who played Superman, among other things. And Gail in Stanton Heights, your very first guess is correct. She also has Babe Ruth, Burt Reynolds, Buck Rogers, Bobby Ray Hall, Betsy Ross, Bruno Rossi, Brad Renfro, and Basil Rathbone. Mrs. Edwards, husband, I'm assuming you're Mr. Edwards. Yes, Mr. Edwards has Bass Reeves. What a great guess. Bass Reeves is worth learning the history about. Bass Reeves, the original Lone Ranger. The Lone Ranger was based on the life of this African-American sheriff or ranger. He was really a great man and interesting person, Bass Reeves. Karen and Kaiser just got the correct answer. Elaine mentions meeting Brian Regan in Chautauqua a few years ago. Baron von Richthofen, just guessed by Mike and Mars. Trish, you just got the correct answer. And Bill Robinson from Karen in Kaiser. Oh, that's funny. Larry in Owen City, just for it to say that we had mentioned their 52nd Valentine's today, and he said there are people sending emails that heard it mentioned on the radio. So that's great. Let's bring Sarah into the mix here. Sarah is in Indiana. Happy to have you here, Sarah. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. You figured it out, and you're not that many people got it, so congratulations.
Oh, well, you're welcome.
How are things where you are today? Everything going okay?
Yeah, the snow stopped, and it's not all that cold out. It's supposed to be, but I don't know. It doesn't feel that bad compared to other days.
No, it's a day. It's winter. It's got a nice to be reminded that we have seasons. I didn't see this, but Ricky told me that there was pretty much a complete whiteout, at least in our neighborhood. You could barely, see more than a couple feet in front of you because of the way the snow was blowing around. I was safely ensconced in front of the fireplace reading and did not take a look at it. But, well, you knew who the BR was. You came up with it. And who is it that we're looking for?
It's Bonnie Raitt, country singer-songwriter.
Well done. That may well be the first charge we've given you, is it?
Yep.
Well, I'm so happy you're with us. Do you have any plans for the day?
Just got to grade some papers. That's about it.
Well, good luck grading. May I ask what you teach?
I teach political science.
Ah. Are the papers you need to grade essays, or are they more objective tests?
They're handwritten essays.
Okay, so that's, oh my gosh, that's a lot of time, maybe, or to grade them. Have you noticed people using AI much to write?
Yeah, that's why they're handwritten essays in class.
That's interesting. I have read that many professors are requiring that essays literally be when you said handwritten, I was thinking of typed, but you mean truly written with pen or pencil. You're less likely to use AI if you're going to have to write that way.
Right, especially if it's in class, yeah.
Yeah. Well, good luck grading. I'm so glad you called us. I hope you'll call us again.
Thank you.
Thanks. Take care. That's Sarah out in Indiana. And indeed, Bonnie Raitt is who we're looking for. And let's see who else came up with Bonnie Raitt. Karen in Kaiser. Trish in Cook Forest. Gail in Stanton Heights. John in Economy Borough. Doug and Heidi in Black Ash, Pennsylvania. Richard on the north side of Pittsburgh. Tommy in North Chesterfield, Virginia. Nick in New York City. And Susan listening with Nick in New York City. Good morning. Thank you for your kind message. You mentioned Elaine in Maine. My mother's name was Elaine. I've never heard of anyone else named that. I'm wondering how she spells it. A-L-L-E-N-E. A-L-L-E-N-E. In fact, she just guessed Buck Rogers a couple minutes ago. Hope, thank you so much for your kind words. And as you head back to North Carolina, You know, you can listen to us easily online. Maybe you do already at slbradio.org. Congratulations if you came up with Bonnie Raitt, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions. And Ed also gets a Saturday Light Brigade charge by way of Karen and Kaiser. And here is Bonnie Raitt.
Things I'm seeing, I'm wondering about the things I've heard. Everybody is crying mercy, but they don't.
Bonnie Raitt, Mose Allison tune, Everybody's Crying Mercy. We're going to have a little fun between now and the top of the hour. I hear there's a football game tomorrow. Oh, by the way, if it's very likely that I did not write back to you during Guess Who, I tried to, but we just get overwhelmed with emails and text messages. We try to acknowledge every one of them. Thank you for playing along with us. Taken from Home Is Where the Heart Is with David Grossman. So I started to mention there's a football game this weekend. And you know the football game. It's the Super football game, the Super Bowl. We thought we'd have a little fun between now and the top of the hour with words that rhyme with super. And there are more of them than you might think. And they don't need to be spelled the way super is spelled. And they also can be more than one syllable. I'll give you some clues and see if you can figure out the words that we're looking for. And you can also challenge me with a clue of your own. Are you ready? These are all clues for words that rhyme with super. We'll start with a beloved Sesame Street character. A beloved Sesame Street character. And we'll add to that a fish, a fish. Quite a tasty one, I might add, too. 412-200-5975. Our pescatarian, you like that one? Yes. One of my favorites, 412-200-5975. Do you know either of those super alternatives? Good luck. You can challenge me with one of your own, too. Can't Can you think of the fish that we're looking for rhyming with super and then the Sesame Street character? Also doing so. And we hope you'll join us on the radio if you care to. Kids, adults, everybody in between, welcome to join us on the air. Ah, Hope got the correct answer. The fish we were looking for is grouper. Grouper. How about the Sesame Street character? Trish also has grouper. And John in economy has grouper and also knows the Sesame Street character, Mr. Hooper. Mike in Huntsville also has those two. And Tommy suggested a special tool used to pick up after dogs. I'm going to leave that out. And I know exactly what that is. So here's a clue. This is somebody who seems to just be a downer all the time, especially at events. This person, whenever they go to an event that should be celebratory, they end up turning it into something that is anything but. Monica, I just saw your note a little late. Thank you. She was mentioning the song Old Love. And I'm grateful that you took a moment to write. And I'm sorry, I just saw your note a second ago. Do you know who that downer kind of a person is? Jim in Crafton Heights also knew grouper. And Karen also has grouper. Barb and Oakmont, Mr. Hooper and grouper. And Trish knows that it's the super duper pooper scooper. She also came up with party pooper. That's the person that... Oh, this is a good one. Jim and Crafton Heights gives the clue. Gladys Kravitz. I'm going to leave that out. Gladys Kravitz on Bewitched. Extra credit for spelling her name correctly to Jim. Gladys Kravitz. And Trish just gave this one a law enforcer. Law enforcer. We'll leave that out. And Bob and Donna are in Aetna. Boy, this one, I'm not going to know because I don't know the show. Twin Peaks G-Man. Maybe you know the answer to that. Linda is in Tylersburg. Nice to have you with us. Where is Tylersburg? Ricky's typing to me. Near Leeper. I know where Leeper is. Leeper is near Widnoon, if my memory... you want to check that for me? I think Leeper is near Widnoon, if I'm right. But Linda, a new super-duper pooper scooper and grouper. And did you say Linda had some other words to share? Oh, you... Okay. Ricky's making a motion like she sent them to me. Okay, lots of these are coming through here. Let me check on some answers. Oh, another clue. Karen, I love the way you phrase this. An unintended indiscretion before microphone. And or camera. An unintended indiscretion before microphone and or camera. Excellent. Trish knew that Gladys Kravitz was a snooper. A snooper. As did Bob and Donna in Aetna. And also Hope. And the gang as they head to North Carolina got it. Karen knew that the law enforcer is a trooper. And the Twin Peaks G-Man is Agent Dale Cooper. Bob and Donna contributed that. Richard on the north side. The clue, a great ABBA song. Dancing Queen. Boy, I can't think of a... A great ABBA song. Unless you're saying that I played an ABBA song, I don't think I did. John in Economy knows Agent Cooper is who we were looking for. And Trish confirmed the low or Leaper's surroundings. Jim in Crepton Heights, Barrel Maker, the answer there. I've got that one. I'm going with Cooper for Barrel Maker. 412-200-5975 to play along. So Tylersburg is near Leeper. Nick in West Mifflin, this is not one I knew. A cartoon frog named Hoppity Hooper. And Trish knows that that indiscretion in front of a camera or microphone is a blooper. A blooper. Richard adds, to be dazed or confused, you're in this. I'll leave that out for you. To be dazed or confused, you would be in this. The ABBA song is Super Trooper. John in economy got that, as did Gail in Stanton Heights. I'm surprised. I did not know that. This is somebody from a certain part of Michigan. Someone from a certain part of Michigan is called this. Oh, and this would be perhaps a cafeteria worker, somebody working behind the counter at a cafeteria. And this is a clue for somebody that just always comes through thick or through thin. They're just always able to come on through. Any ideas? By the way, we had a request for Little Potato, and also Tracy Loves Ray. We'll do our best to get to those this morning if we can. I'm really glad to hear you're missing some of those old songs. Aline, new Super Trooper as well for the ABBA song. Trish knows that if you're dazed and confused, you might be in a stupor. Karen adds a player, our piano player and bass singer. This is from Ed. Piano player and bass singer with Lawrence Welk. Oh, that is Larry Hooper. Larry Hooper, my goodness. A lot more of these than I thought. Now, we still have a few that are out for you to solve. If you're from a certain part of Michigan, you are known as this. And we had a couple others that are out. Oh, this is if you always come through, you're known as this. And if you work behind a cafeteria counter, you might be known as this. Or if you work behind a soda fountain, you might be known as this. Gail also knew stupor. And Rich in Freeport knows the answer to who you are if you're from a certain part of Michigan. Gail knows that if you always come through thick or through thin, you are a trooper. John also has the Michigan answer. As does Tommy. As does Rich in Freeport. And the answer there is you are from the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. You are known as a Youper because you're from the Upper Peninsula. Jaylene got that too by way of Mike. One I've mentioned that has not been answered as of yet is the one if you are working behind a soda fountain, you might be called this. Tommy also knew that a Youper was from Buddy. Somebody or from Buddy. From the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. If you've got any left to challenge me with, feel free. Bob and Donna have the cafeteria worker, or the better clue I think I gave was if you are working behind a soda fountain, that would be a scooper. Gail got that too. Another clue might have been an enterprising reporter. In fact, that might have been a much better clue. But, you know, we're live. And all those things. We had a request for this song. This one. Guys, start laughing. Stop laughing. Metamora and Little Potato. It's our pleasure to feature this for Hope.
You're my little potato. You're my little potato. You're my little potato. They dug you up. You come from underground. The world is big, so big, it's very big. To you, it's new to you. You're my little potato, you're my little potato, you're my little potato, dug you up, you come from underground.
The group Metamora, and you know, I hear not only from adults with their own kids, but from adults with their own grandkids that talk about how much they loved that song when they were young children. And I hope that song gives you a lot of memories. Thank you. A lot of people played along with our super game. I've tried to answer as many texts as I can, but as you can imagine, it gets a little hard sometimes. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio, where you'll find links to our own player, plus those of TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, and our Listen by Phone service at 631-3859-8728.